It was a dominant first half performance by England, but discipline was failing them. As a referee blew the whistle to start the second half, England pushed on. They earned a penalty to the corner, but possession was overturned and Kanaga got distance on their box kick. The host gathered and again pushed up the field, Genge forcing his way over the try line, Smith converting 49-14 after 46 minutes. The England substitutions or finishers came into play as Joe Hayes was replaced by Paul Hill. Scrum to England on the halfway line and they fed the ball, retrieved and passed quickly. The host was starting to have fun, but with that came the errors. A sloppy pass failed to find its target. Canada gathered and kicked long. This simply allowed England to come again and Adam Radwan successfully executed a diving try in the near wing. During play, news came through that Harlequins and England fly half Marcus Smith had been called up by British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland. He is due to fly out to South Africa tomorrow. The hosts continued to pile on the pressure at Twickenham as Canada were forced to box kick out of their own 22. Fullback Stewart simply gathered and ran the ball back into the 22 before the ball was passed out to the far wing. Penalty to England. They kicked to the corner, gathered line-out ball and formed a maul and powered over. 5 metres from the try line and Canada had no hope of stopping it. Captain Lewis Ludlow, the try scorer. As Smith lined up the kick between the posts, a TMO review showed the ball to have been knocked on whilst setting the maul. Try disallowed. Defensive scrum to Canada on their 5 metre line. That was the captain's last play of the game as he was replaced by Ludlam. This time, England's scrum failed and the Canucks were awarded a penalty. They found touch just outside their own 22 and Genge was replaced by Urbano. Canada gathered line-out ball and kicked for territory. The ball was gathered cleanly and a well-placed kick from Smith saw the ball trickle into touch 5 metres from the Canadian try line. Canada threw long and jumped on the ball. They were penalised and Smith again kicked for the corner. England gathered, formed a maul and this time made no mistakes as they powered over. Blair Meyer the try scorer, Smith faultless as he added the conversion, 63-14, 60 minutes. Restart ball was contested well by Adam Radwan in the air. He claimed the ball and ran the length of the pitch to score. Another successful conversion by Smith, England 70, Canada 14 after 63 minutes. The errors from the first half seemed to have been erased in the second for the hosts. England were dominating all areas of play. They earned a scrum inside the Canadian half. Finally, Marcus Smith was replaced by Furbank after 65 minutes of play. He had done what was required of him today and now off the pitch to prepare for a long flight. Play then settled as both sides pushed and tested each other's defences. No additional points were scored and Ellis Genge was named player of the match. It ended England 70, Canada 14.